This is the audio guide covering the jump gate for Core Exiles. There won't be much to this guide, it is extremely simple. The main reason I'm doing it is because it is way too easy to accidentally click on the wrong button. If you do that, you're going to lose 100 or up to 1,000 fuel just with one wrong click, and understanding the page fully can hopefully minimize the chance of that happening to you. If you're unaware, the jump gate is how you move in between systems, so we have our basic layout in Core Exiles. You have planets, which are in solar systems, and then you have solar systems, which are in galaxies. The jump gate nexus is what allows you to move between solar systems. There's one in every single system, and then you dock at the jump gate, and then you're presented with the screen I'll be covering in this tutorial, which allows you to jump between systems within a galaxy, and also to travel between the specific galaxies where they touch one another. Hit my mic cord there, we're going to pretend that didn't happen. There really is not much to the main body of this jump gate page. It's a very simple table. At the top of the table, you have two links, I believe. And then below that, you have your actual main table section, which has the systems that you can jump to from the one you're currently located in. And each one has a button that says jump, and you can jump to it. So I'm going to go ahead and get into that. I'm going to get logged in right now. So I'm currently in orbit of a jump gate at Kelsey, so I'm going to go ahead and dock at the jump gate. For that, I'm just going to hit Control Home, then B, V. B jumps me to the first button, V jumps me to the next visited link after that button, and that will always be your dock at if you're in orbit. Now this page right here is just a confirmation to make sure that you want to dock. I'm going to hit Control Home, then B, choose to dock now. Alright, I'm going to get Control Home and go to the top of the page, and then if I hit T, it'll jump me right to the table, which is the main jump gate table. Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and hit down arrow. I'm not going to use table commands at this point. I'm just going to hit down arrow to go through the two links that are on the top of the table. Alright, so here we have a link to activate your jump drive navigator. This is a piece of ship equipment you can put in a system slot, and it allows you to jump within a certain fuel range between systems. For example, say I'm docked at this jump gate like I am, and I have my jump drive fitted, and it has a fuel range of 95 fuel. I can click on this link and open up the menu and automatically jump to any system within 95 fuel. I don't have to jump by jump in the jump gate system to get to where I want to go. It's useful, yes, but it also requires 600 IP per skill point, so it's not something I would suggest putting a lot of points into when you're first starting out, as it's completely not required or necessary for anything in the game. Down the road, you'll notice that your ships start to give you an IP boost in jump drive just by being in your ship, and that's when you can use a jump drive essentially for free because you don't have to pay for the IP. Next link we have is the plotter. There will be a separate guide in the screen reader section just covering the plotter. In short, it allows you to put in your start system and your end system, and it will plot the route on how to get there through the jump gate nexus. This is a link that opens up in a new window, so once you open up the plotter, you can bookmark it, save it, make a desktop shortcut, do whatever you want to do with it, so you can then open it whenever you want to. You don't have to actually be logged into the game to use it, but it is a very useful tool, and it's what you'll be using to get around for the most part when you're starting out until you memorize what all the different system locations are, and you can do it without actually having to think about it. Under this, I'm going to get into the list of the actual, well, they're not technically table headings, but they are the headings for what you're going to be looking at in the jump gate list. I'm just going to hit down arrow to go through them. Here we have gate name. That is literally, this is just, it just says jump gate nexus. It's just the name of the gate. I don't even know why it's there. It's just letting you know that you're at the jump gate, but you already know that. Down arrow again. Destination. This is the destination of where you'll be jumping to. If you hit jump on this, the button to the right of that, in the row for this section, then you'll jump to this location. If I use my table commands and hit Alt Control down arrow, you'll see that one of my options is Ethan, for example. I'm in Kelsey currently. The next header over is fuel required. This is pretty self-explanatory. It just tells you how much fuel it will require to jump to this location. For example, for Ethan, it will require 5 fuel to make that jump. Law level, I don't know what exactly is used to calculate this, but it's just maybe the law level for Ethan's 12, the average law level of the planets in that system. Faction is who is currently in control of the planet. It could be Galfed, Alliance, Confed, Pirate, or Contested, I believe. I don't know if that's actually going to have any effect on your gameplay in the system, maybe in which ships you'll see. Yeah, it will, because you'll see Confed ships and Confed, more Alliance and Alliance, so on and so forth. And then finally, you have a row, column, whatever it is, it's just all your jump buttons for the specific systems that you can jump to from your current location. So what I'm going to do now is go all the way over to the gate name, and I'm going to go through the different gates that I can jump to through Kelsey. Obviously, I have Ethan. I'm hitting Alt Control down arrow in the destination column. Got Ethan, Grantham, Lorit, Franklin, Antioch, Aurelia. That's in a different galaxy. Now, if I wanted to jump to one of these, let's say I wanted to jump to Lorit, and just use my table commands, go down to Lorit. 7 fuel. I'm hitting Alt Control right arrow now. All level 12. Alliance owns it. If I hit the jump button, I am now in Lorit. And what I do after I jump, every time I just hit Control Home and then B. Two down arrows puts me right back into the table listing where I want to go. I'm going to go ahead and jump back to Kelsey. The other thing you can do is once you get to the place you want, let's say I'm on Kelsey. That's the table cell I'm on. I can just hit B. And that'll automatically jump to the next button, which is the jump button for Kelsey. So now I'm back in Kelsey. Now the reason this is important to know is let's say I accidentally was to jump to the last location on this list, Aurelia. It requires 521 fuel to get there. So if I make that mistake, I have to jump back, obviously, because I made the mistake, and then I'm out over 1,000 fuel. This isn't so bad if you're jumping to one of the other locations, as you can hear, they're all 5, 5, 7, 5, low amounts of fuel. But if you make this mistake and jump to Aurelia or a different galaxy in accident, you're losing 1,000 fuel to get back. That really is all there is to this jump gate system. I'm going to go ahead and jump to Ferris, because I know that's where everyone starts out at. Alright, now let's say I wanted to go from Ferris to Deskert. This is how I do it. And just hit B from the top of the page. Ethan, B jump. Kelsey, B jump. There's two paths you can take here, but I'm going to take the Grantham way. Find the table cell that says Grantham, B enter. Palom, B enter. There's Deskert or Descartes, whatever in the hell the name of it is. And then I click Undock and Deskert. And I have all my planets as I'm in the orbit of the solar system Deskert. Just like that, it's very simple. The issue is getting used to the layout and making sure you're not accidentally clicking on the wrong button and losing a whole crap load of fuel. Again, if you want to know how to get around and actually get to a specific location where you have to drop off cargo or what have you, you're going to want to know how to use the plotter. And the next guide I will be covering in this quick little screen reader section will be how to use the plotter fully, how to plot your location between two different systems so you're not getting lost and you have the easiest way to get there with the least amount of fuel used.